Search Chief Medical Officer Dr. Elliot Brule explained to the Assembly that the healthcare provider has partnered with other Southeast communities, namely Wrangell and Sitka, and explained how that could work in Petersburg.
Search acquires the practice and commits to employ all the existing employees and to operate the practice. The community provides a suitable space for a future facility, and Search constructs that facility and then operates it.
Brule outlined what that new facility could look like and compared it to the newly completed Search Hospital in Wrangell. He also tried to address concerns that Petersburg would lose input and local decision-making if the provider took over healthcare in this community.
And that's the thing, you know, we're not a big for-profit healthcare company from Seattle or Virginia or even from Anchorage. We know our communities and we care about our staff.
Search is a nonprofit Alaska Native-run health consortium formed in 1975. It has expanded to provide health care to Natives and non-Natives in 27 communities. This year, it started up a behavioral health service and dental care in Petersburg. Brule spoke at the request of Mayor Mark Jensen, who later explained that invitation to the rest of the Assembly.
As an Assembly member, I hadn't had a presentation delivered to me, or the Assembly hasn't, to my knowledge, from Search. And I don't think the community has been able to listen to the opportunities available to them from Search organization.
The Assembly earlier this year ranked the first phase of a new hospital building as one of the community's top priorities for federal funding. And last month, it also passed a resolution backing the Petersburg Medical Center's phased approach to pursuing a new hospital facility. Jensen was the only no vote on that resolution. PMC CEO Phil Hofstetter said he was a little surprised by the Search presentation and asked for notification in the future. He said he was glad to hear of opportunities for partnering with Search, but also sounded a note of caution.
We just have to make sure, you know, that we, when we move forward, that it's not, that's something that we can live with. Not just 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, you know, 15 years. You know, PMC has been in providing services for 100 years in this community. So, you know, having the ability to keep moving forward and maintain the operations is near and dear to anyone that's in this community. So,
one area where Search and PMC did work together this year was on the rollout of COVID vaccine. The regional provider sent additional doses to Petersburg for the hospital to administer, boosting the local supply. But as far as the overall direction of healthcare in the community, Search has met with the PMC board and staff in the past, and the board has not pursued that option. Assemblymember Dave Kensinger wanted to assure Hofstetter and PMC staff that local officials backed the resolution passed by the Assembly last month.
I just want to lay the fears that I've heard from some of your staff that we're going in a different direction. But I think I can say with confidence that we're comfortable with the direction we're going right now, and we want to work collaboratively with you. We want to stay informed. That said, I don't see any issue at all with exploring different options for the future, particularly if things don't work out. That's, you know, we never want to take anything off the table.
Other Assembly members pointed out the Petersburg Borough Charter gives the local hospital board the authority to operate the local facility, and decisions on operations should be left up to that board. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.